Good day, Shellpoint. My name is Garth Crundwell, and I am the Director of Spiritual Services at the Village Church. Today is an important day in our nation's life. Today, we commemorate our veterans. Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's what our veterans are prepared and willing to do. That's the spirit we honor today. In 2012, while pastoring a church in Canton, Ohio, I served as a respite volunteer for a local hospice agency. I was assigned a World War II vet. He had served with the 1st Infantry Division that landed on Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944. And boy, did he have stories to tell. We talked about the movie Saving Private Ryan. I asked him how realistic that was. He went quiet and then quietly said, "That's the way it was. Men dying all around me. It was bloody and it was scary." He was a shell of a man compared to what he must have been in 1944. He was dying of cancer. He's very stoic about his life, his service, and his pending death. He did what he had to do to complete the mission. It was about that same time that my son Chris enlisted in the Minnesota National Guard. We didn't expect much from that. He would be a weekend warrior and live his life. Chris, however, surprised us. One of the financial management units needed a soldier to complete that unit that was to go to Afghanistan, and he volunteered. Being a weekend warrior in Minneapolis is one thing. Being in a forward operating base in Afghanistan is quite another, and we were not expecting that. Well, I told my hospice patient about my son, and he related some more of his experiences on the beach. Then, with a very serious voice and look in his eyes, he said, "Tell your son to keep his head down." And then he gazed off into the distance as though he was recalling those bloody days on the beach. Now he had me thinking and wondering what life would be like for my son in Afghanistan. So at their deployment ceremony, I relayed my friend's words of warning. "Keep your head down." He promised to do so, but then upon his arrival in Forward Operating Base Sharana, he immediately volunteered to become the traveling ATM and take the monies to the forward operating bases around the country. That meant traveling by Chinook or Black Hawk helicopters or in a convoy. He did what he had to do to complete his mission. That phrase seems to have particular significance to our veterans. They did what they had to do to complete their assigned missions. Veterans are particular people. They are special people in my estimation. Their bravery, their commitment to serve their country, and their combat buddies is singular. Their willingness to sacrifice for the nation, their families, and their buddies is also singular. Many carry with them the scars of war. The carnage they experienced is life-changing. Not having served in a foreign war or in a combat setting, I cannot begin to imagine what it was like for them and how it marked their lives. My hospice friend carried those scars and tried to keep them buried deep within his soul. But that far-off look in his eyes and his silence told me how badly he suffered. So today, we honor men and women like him. They come from all walks of life, school teachers, salespeople, farmers, tradesmen, doctors, lawyers, fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters, aunts or uncles. They would not call themselves heroes. They simply did what they had to do to complete the mission. One such man was Roger Wilton Young. Private Roger Wilton Young was a United States Army soldier who was posthumously awarded the United States military's highest award for valor, the Medal of Honor, for his heroic actions during World War II. Young is remembered in a song, "The Ballad of Roger Young" by Frank Lusser, most famously recorded by Burl Ives, which extolled his courage and willingness to die to protect his comrades in arms. Roger Wilton Young was born in Tiffin, Ohio on 28th April, 1918. In 1938, at the age of 20, Young joined the Ohio National Guard, seeking an opportunity to gain some extra income and believing that because of his medical issues, he would not pass a medical for the regular Army. He decided to join the National Guard instead. He was accepted and posted to Company B of the 148th Infantry Regiment and attached to the 37th Infantry Division. At only 5'2", Young was one of the shortest men in his company. Despite this and the fact that he wore glasses, he was considered a good soldier. On July 31, 1943, the infantry company of which Private Young was a member was ordered to make a limited withdrawal from the battle line in order to adjust the battalion's position for the night. At this time, Private Young's platoon was engaged with the enemy in a dense jungle where observation was very limited. The platoon suddenly was pinned down by intense fire from a Japanese machine gun, concealed on higher ground only 75 yards away. The initial burst wounded Private Young. As the platoon started to obey the order to withdraw, Private Young called out that he could see the enemy emplacement, whereupon he started creeping toward it. Another burst from the machine gun wounded him the second time. Despite the wounds, he continued his heroic advance, attracting enemy fire and answering with rifle fire. When he was close enough to his objective, he began throwing hand grenades, and while doing so, he was hit again and killed. Private Young's bold action in closing with this Japanese pillbox and thus diverting its fire permitted his platoon to disengage itself without loss and was responsible for several enemy casualties. To honor the life and legacy of this World War II hero, our 2nd Battalion of the Ohio Military Reserve would shout out his name upon dismissal from our formations. "Dismissed, Roger Young!" Each time we shouted out his name, we were reminded of his self-sacrifice and courage, and were challenged to demonstrate the same in whatever service we would be rendering for the great state of Ohio. This is just one story, and there are many veterans among us here at Shell Point. No doubt they have their stories to tell, some of bravery and sacrifice, and others of ordinary service. But they all did what they had to do to complete their mission. And they served and sacrificed and survived. And for this, they deserve our respect and our honor today. So would you take a moment sometime today to give thanks for a vet in your life and offer a word of encouragement or thanks if you're able to do so. Take a quiet moment to reflect on their service and what it means to you today and what you perhaps can do to pay forward that service your vet rendered. Roger Young.